That was beautiful, wasn't it? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
One of the most inspiring books that I ever read in college, or had to read in college, was called If You Want to Write by Brenda Uhland. It was written in 1938. And she was a very prolific writer and teacher. And her words still stay with me 20 years later. I'd like to read a few excerpts from the beginning of her book. Everybody is talented, original, and has something important to say. Let me say that again. Everybody is talented, original, and has something important to say. Everybody is talented because everybody who is human has something to express. Try not expressing anything for 24 hours and see what happens. You will nearly burst. You will want to write a long letter or draw a picture or sing or make a dress or a garden. Or in the 21st century, send an email to your friend or post something on Facebook. Writing or painting is putting your thoughts on paper. Music is singing them. That is all there is to it. Everybody is original. If he tells the truth, if he speaks from himself. No two identical persons have ever existed. Consequently, if you speak or write from yourself, you cannot help being original. So remember these two things. You are talented, and you are original. Be sure of that. In Heaven and Hell, Swedenborg talks about the writing forms in heaven, in the inmost heaven. He says, if I can find my quote here, in the inmost heaven, the writing consists of various curving and bending forms. These curves and bends are in keeping with the form of heaven. Through them, angels express the treasures of their wisdom, including many things they cannot say in words. Believe it or not, the angels know this writing without practice or teachers. They are inwardly gifted with it. Inwardly gifted. So what would be a human physical world analog of that? Have you ever heard someone described as, she's a born dancer, or he's had a green thumb since he was a kid. Dogs just love her. She's always been great with animals. Or he's a natural with a guitar. Of course, these are examples of when you know your gifts and maybe you've had a chance to explore them and use them. Some of us take years to discover our gifts, or we're afraid to use them, or we devalue them. Brenda Uhland again. You have noticed how teachers, critics, parents, and other know-it-alls, when they see you have written something, become at once long-nosed and finicking and go through it gingerly sniffing out flaws. Aha, a misspelled word. As though Shakespeare could spell. As though spelling, grammar, and what you learn in a book about rhetoric has anything to do with freedom and the imagination. Mentally, at least three or four times a day, thumb your nose at all the know-it-alls, jurors, critics, and doubters. When you write, and when she says write, she includes any creative act, painting, singing, cooking. When you write, if it is to be any good at all, you must feel free, free and not anxious. The only good teachers for you are those friends who love you, who think you are interesting or very important or wonderfully funny, whose attitude is, tell me more. Tell me all you can. I want to understand more about everything you feel and know and all the changes inside and out of you. Let more come out. And if you have no such friend and you want to write, paint, sing, well, then you must imagine such a friend. How about Maya Angelou? A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. A bird sings because it has a song. Or novelist Jasper Ford. I've been reading a lot of his novels in the last 6 or 7 months and was lucky enough to see him give a reading in Capitola a few weeks ago. He was very witty and very British and very entertaining and inspiring. And one of the things he said during the question and answer period was, the most valuable, how did he put it? The most valuable qualification you can have to be an author is to be human. Okay, I'm human. That works. You're human. We're all human. Okay, that's good. Or how about Shiryu Suzuki, who said, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are few. That is the secret of the arts. Always be a beginner. That's easy. We're already there. We're already there. Brenda Yulin says again, the creative effort, the use of the imagination is a wonderful blessing if you will use it. You will become happier, more enlightened, alive, impassioned, lighthearted, and generous to everybody else. This creative power and imagination is in everyone, and so is the need to express it, to share it with others. Irish poet David White writes, inside everyone is a great shout of joy waiting to be born. We can't keep that joy hiding under a bushel. We need to bring it out so that it can give its light to all in the house, to everyone around us. It's not for us to second guess the gifts that God has given us. Down that path, we will become like a foot that says, I'm not like the hand, so I don't belong to this body. That's the path of withdrawal, of withholding our light from this world. Our job is not to compare ourselves to others or to judge ourselves. Our job is to sing because we have a song. Hafiz is a poet from the 14th century in Persia, one of the most beloved poets of Persia and indeed of the world. And he refers to God often in his poems as the beloved. He wrote, know the true nature of your beloved. In his loving eyes, your every thought, word, and movement is always, always beautiful. So, if the most important qualification to be creative, to be an artist, is to be human, if we are always to be beginners, if to God we are always beautiful, then let us believe that we are talented, original, and have something important to say. Let us sing because we have a song. Let us honor each other's joy by bringing our own into the world. I want to read one more poem of David White called Loaves and Fishes. This is not the age of information. This is not the age of information. Forget the news and the radio and the blurred screen. This is the time of loaves and fishes. People are hungry, and one good word is bread for 1,000. I'd like to close by asking you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to think about a moment recently, long ago. I want you to think of your strongest joyful memory, strongest moment of joy, first thing that pops into your mind. Focus on the source of that joy. If you could express that joy in one word or one person's name, think of that one word, that name. Don't worry about summarizing it in the word. Just make it something that evokes that feeling for you, that moment of supreme joy. In a moment, together we're going to give a great shout. We're going to shout out that word, that name. In everyone is a great shout of joy waiting to be born. Shout your word. 1, 2, 3. Arca! Hold on to that feeling. Hold on to that feeling. Look around you. See the other people around you who also shouted something that tapped into their feeling of joy. Everyone has a joy story. Take this moment of joy with you as you go out today, as you go out this week, as you go to work, you go to class, you go to the gas station, the grocery store. Remember your joy. Because your joy is bread for 1,000. Amen.